The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabunjo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to your Wealth Class on Radio. I am Abayomi Obabunjo. What I want us to do today is just a comprehensive analysis of market activities. Yesterday, as I will soon show you, there were just few equities on the loser's chart. I could see 34 on the gainer's chart. Is the bull back in the market? If it is yes, how long will the bull stay? Or what we are seeing now is just a temporary movement. You see, what I've seen about Nigerians, particularly those who invest in the stock market, is they only come to scramble for stocks at a time when there is a general uprise in the price of stocks. When they ought to be investing, and we keep shouting, prices are down now, prices are coming down, it's the best time to buy, nobody listens. But when prices begin to rise, that is when they rush to the market. How effective is this kind of strategy? I don't know what to do to just make people listen and understand how to make the best of returns in stocks. It's what we're going to be doing today. So call your friend, call your family members, call your colleagues. Tell them that, hey, the market seems to be bullish again. You should listen. The Oracle is here. I will be right back. Don't change this radio dial.
The Oracle is back!
With Abayomi Obabunjo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome back. The All-Share Index of the Nigerian Stock Exchange for yesterday grew 1.91%. Market capitalization was up 1.91%. Deals up by 27.73%, volume up by 2.34%, value was down 9.75%. Aruna Kibera, our friend from Global View Capital, is right here with me. Aruna, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I'm sure you are laughing, you are smiling, you are happy, you are rejoicing, you are bubbling because the market is up. Am I correct?
I don't think there's anybody within the market arena that will not feel what you are saying.
So it suggests that you are not the only fellow who is happy at this point in time with what is happening on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange.
Even those that took position early yesterday market, at least they are still bubbly because the stock they took position and grew yesterday.
Okay, Arena, what is it that is really happening that is making you guys bubbly?
No, I think the bull that have actually come to the market.
Are you saying that the bull has actually returned? It's long we saw bull in the market. Are you sure that the bull is really, really in the market? Or the bull is just coming? Or the bull visited the market?
No,
I may soon go back.
I won't think that the bull, I think the bull have come to stay. After, I don't think the bull will even go back so soon. Because, the market is seasonal. Like me and you have been saying, prices are down, 1-2 tip position. Zenith at 16.95 last week, and the Zenith at what they closed yesterday at 19.15. That is a great match. I think that the money that is supposed to be coming from the closure of OMO is going to stay the market, and not it won't go soon. I don't believe it will happen this 2019.
Okay. Well, there are some that might be listening to us this morning, and they not knowledgeable when it comes to equity investment. They are probably just listening to us for the first time and just getting to hear bull. What is bull? So what is it that we are actually saying, Aruna?
No, bull is when there is a general market rally. You know, like when there is a bear, all prices are going down. But when there is a bull, all prices are going up. Just like we have said, I don't believe we have more than 3 on the loser chart for yesterday, whereby we have like 34 on the Ghana charts. It's just that the big ones like the Seplat, MTN, Dangote Cement, and Nestle were just quiet. But every other stock went up yesterday. I saw the likes of Fidelity, I saw the like of FCMB, I saw the like of UCAP, I saw the like of Zenith, UB, FBN, Access, all of Wima. They were all doing 10%.
And talking about those equities on the loser start yesterday, aside from MTN Nigeria, we see the remaining two, Champion Breweries and Ikeja Hotel. And as a matter of fact, they lost 9.38%, that is Ikeja Hotels. And Champion Breweries lost 9.09%. MTN was actually a marginal loss of 0.12%. Whereas 34 equities emerged on the gainer's chart. Are you expecting similar performance today?
Of course, like I said, as far as this money that are coming to the market, I don't think it will go away so soon.
Let me ask you this. For those who really intend to do short-term investing, I did an exposition yesterday. I'll still do that probably Thursday next week, all things being equal. But aside from that, I don't know. One of the strategies to deploy when investing in the market for the short term is to be able to trace the source of liquidity. So this liquidity that is pushing the price of equities up, what is the source of those funds?
You know, I think we understand and we learned that CBN banned participation of individual in open market operation. That money is supposed to be lay fallow, and the yield in treasury bill has come down even below 10%, which make the market very unattractive. But we understand that investors, as far as investors are concerned, will be looking for where to maximize their return. So the only place to maximize those returns is the capital market.
What quality of stocks do you think, seeing a situation like this, what quality of stocks do you think I should be investing in such that I will not get my fingers burnt?
Fundamentally sound stock. Let me tell you one thing, that this bull, by the time we have always been talking about leaders and laggard. You can see yesterday when the bull entered, it hit Access, hit First Bank, hit UBA, hit Zenith. Then gradually it moved to Transcorp, gradually it moved to Wema Bank, gradually it moved to UCAP. So it's fundamentally sound stock. But the bull is going to touch almost all the stocks as far as I'm concerned. Between now and next week, most of the stocks will be touched. Whether we talk about the lack of Codville, the lack of Japan, at least they will move, even if it's only 10% within this period.
I do know precisely that performances will not be in the same dimension and direction. Even if they go the same direction, it will not be in the same capacity. Capacity is what I mean by dimension. Access, after the gain of yesterday, had moved consistently 11 days, if not 12. Zenith, after the growth of yesterday, had moved 4 straight sessions. Now, are you foreseeing a situation where Zenith will still move consistently in the next 10th trading sessions? UBA still moving forward, growing price in the next 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 trading sessions, guarantee moving in the same dimension for the next 5 trading sessions, or you expect a slowdown?
There will be a pullback, but it doesn't mean that they will come back to the prices where they are taken from. Like Zenith closed 1915 yesterday. I see Zenith cross it 20 naira, get it to 21 and settle it down. Because this bull will push the market to a level. The market will settle down before another stimulus will enter it and will continue to grow. But because definitely, like I was saying, people that bought Zenith at 16.95, we need to book their profit. By the time it's 22 naira, at least they will have done at least.
Okay, swing days, what kind of strategy do you think I should deploy, a short-term, medium-term investment or long-term?
For now, it's a short-term. When you take position and you watch, when the market is about to turn, you also turn with the market and watch. Then the price will retrace and the market will correct itself and the price will begin to go up again.
So, Arna is of the opinion that what you could do at this time with the kind of market we're seeing is to do short-term. Term has taken time to talk about the sources of liquidity. I did an exposition on that yesterday. If you visit our website, www.stocksng.com. Stocks is spelled as STOCKS, N as in Nigeria, G as in glory. StocksNG, STOCKSNG.com. Go to the audio. You can listen to the presentation of yesterday and the strategy to adopt. And you see, incidentally, all the stocks I mentioned yesterday, all of them gained in yesterday's trading session. When the Oracle tells you to do something, please do it. I will go on a short break. When I return, Aaron and I see here will still be talking stocks. Don't change this radio channel.
The Oracle
is back!
With Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome back. Aruna, tomorrow is the D-Day. I think what we are seeing in the market should make almost everybody want to be with us tomorrow. Don't you think so?
I suppose even those that are not in the market yet will come and find out why they should be in the market. Even those that are already in the market will come and know when should they exit. Should they continue to stay or they should exit? At what point should they exit? I think they need to come and hear that.
All right. Tomorrow, and I did say the exposition I did on Thursday, I might be doing another, or the concluding part on Saturday. Aruna is going to be there. We're going to be doing a little bit of Forex and then real estate and business strategies. It's an all-encompassing business meeting. No matter who you are, you should be with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. You see, whether you're working for government or individuals now, either government or for government or for private organizations, so long as you do not own the place you currently work, you're going to be retired one day. When you retire, what are you retiring into? It is either you will retire as an investor or as a businessman. So you need to listen to us because we'll be giving you the opening and we'll be opening your eyes to the realities and we'll be delivering to your hands the strategies. That is why you must be with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. See, aside from that, we're not charging anything. It is free. So the number is to call to book your position, to book your seat or participation for tomorrow's program include 0803-22-44-723. 0803-22-44-723 and 0816131-8569. 0816131-8569. And Aruna, your own number is also of importance.
My number is 0802-300-9379. 0802-300-9379.
So Aruna is going to be there and you could also engage him for a free consultation after the seminar tomorrow. Thank you so much, Aruna, for coming.
Thank you.
This is our Randolph on this platform this week. I want to say first a very big thank you to the management of this organization. That is the platform through which you're getting to hear me now and our sponsors. I want to say a very big thank you to you. By the grace of God, I'm going to be returning on Monday morning. It will be explosive, giving you what to invest money on in the stock market as we speak. Until then, I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, its accumulation and preservation. Abayomi Obabolujo. God bless you. Enjoy your weekend.